Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We do have another guest with us. We were hoping to get Fred Heumann earlier in the show, but he had other obligations with Six Sports, a sports director, and of course a big special tonight, one a lot of Michigan State fans look forward to, the annual Spartan football extravaganza, and I think that's an 8 o'clock start. Hello, Fred. How are you?
Hey, Jack. I'm just shouting out instructions to my staff as we go on in our last band of preparations. You know me. I get everything done in advance.
Way ahead of time, yeah. Now, I understand that you left shortly after 6 o'clock to get made up. How long of a process is this? We know how meticulous you are.
Well, we bring in a staff of four to put makeup on me and comb my hair. It is funny, though, in the public, how many people think that we have makeup people. Now, in Detroit, we had makeup people, yeah, where you'd sit down and they'd brush your eyebrows and they'd take the fat off your chin, which was a tough job with me. And they would, but it, you know, right here in Lansing, we buy our own makeup, we get a little pat out, we sit in front of the mirror, and we do it ourselves.
You and Dave Ackerley don't make each other up?
No. Dave Ackerley made me, as a matter of fact. No, I didn't.
I would think that would be cute. You two could take turns kind of doing that.
You'll never see it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the special tonight at 8 o'clock.
I appreciate the plug. Sorry I missed you. Kickoff 2010 is the name of it. Of course, we'll preview the Michigan State season. A little more outside Michigan State this year. We don't normally center just on state, but in going to Mac Media Day and going to Michigan Media Day, we have a little more of a diverse show. And I think even Spartan fans can be interested in stuff, some of the stuff we have, including a feature with Desmond Howard, who was will be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame this year. Right. Chats with Bill Cubitt at Western, who of course opens with Michigan State tomorrow, and a lightning talk with Ron English, the Eastern coach, who still hasn't won his first game, and talking about the Lord Carr effect on him. We'll sit down with Mark D'Antonio. Pat Tiede does the Michigan angle, has a chat with Greg Jones, and Lisa Byington adds her special touch to this show, and anything she touches makes the show better. So,
what are those features?
Well, a lot of people look forward to those. A chat with the two running backs, Edwin Baker and Larry Caper, and chatted with them together, and they were humorous and enlightening. They're roommates too, which I didn't realize. And she does a bit with Kirk Cousins, and the touch she put on this interview with Cousins, I just saw it today, because a lot of times I just look at stuff when it's on the air, but I saw that today, and it was really well done, as everything is she does. So,
right.
It's tonight at 8 o'clock till 9 in prime time, and if I don't screw it up now, it'll be a decent show.
Just keep your IFB in your ear and your mic attached.
Oh,
okay?
You saw that show when it all crashed on me, didn't you? I was stepped on the cord. The other one fell off. What a disaster. I'm just a nightmare.
And then he finishes with a shoe hanging up in the air.
Yeah, that was pretty silly.
Well, I have to ask you a little bit about how people can watch this who are not going to be home tonight. I know sometimes it's posted at WLNS.com, right?
www.wlns.com, and you click on sports, and it will be on the web eventually. I would think tonight, if not certainly in the morning. And you're right, sometimes people like to watch this stuff even after game one,
right?
You know, to go back, because it really isn't, you know, game related. Yeah, we talk about Western Michigan. In fact, I went over and did a little bit with Amp Campbell today.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the assistant at Western, and of course played for Mark D'Antonio, and D'Antonio was his position coach, and D'Antonio helped get him the job at Western.
Right.
We got him today, and Brian Greasy, who's in town for ESPN, I had an enlightening chat with him today, and I'm not even sure that's going to make the cut because it's so late I can't fit it in, but we'll get it down at 11 o'clock tonight. And just a lot of different stuff, and you know, we think this is what we do best, and we enjoy when people watch them and the feedback we get, and I do appreciate the opportunity to remind folks, because on a Friday night of Labor Day weekend, if you're driving in your car, when you get home, you're going to be thinking corn on the cob and relaxing on your sofa, maybe catching an NFL game. If you're a Spartan fan or a college football fan, 8 o'clock tonight until 9, if you can put up with me, I think you'll enjoy the show.
I just got a text message from Amp Campbell, and you know, tomorrow is his 35th birthday.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And
you're
going
to have him on your show?
Yeah, well, he's been on a couple of times this summer. And he says he's just pulling into the stadium this afternoon, and he was getting ready to walk into the end zone where he scored that winning touchdown against Oregon, the year after it looked like certainly his career, if not his life, would be changed forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a heroic comeback that was.
Yeah, I'm sure you've talked to him at length about that. We did a piece on that with AMP a couple of years ago. I only touched on that briefly today. I'm not even sure that part will make the special, but that's a terrific story. And I think he has a – I think people here have a soft place in their heart for him.
Yeah.
And he said – he reminded me today, as he's probably told you, 10 years ago doctors said he'd have to have surgery again, and he's still waiting. He hasn't had it. And that's a great story. And he talked pretty reverently about walking through that stadium today when they did their walkthrough and what kind of memories that brought back for him. So.
He was a rare specimen. He was a six-year guy.
Was he?
At Michigan State. He was in his fifth year when the injury happened, and he had to petition the NCAA, and they said, hey, if you want to come back and, you know, you can do it, and we'll give you the sixth year.
Well, I did 6 years at CMU, too, but I didn't play.
You had letters from a lot of the sororities,
oh,
right?
Oh, the fact that I got a degree anywhere is the 12th wonder of the world, or however many wonders there are. Add another one.
Hey, before we let you go, Fred, we also want to mention the fifth quarter and what an institution that is in mid-Michigan. And last night, I mean, I'm going to go home and not going to find it tonight, obviously, but how many years for the fifth quarter now?
19, we counted them up, and next year we're thinking about having a special preseason celebration for number 20. I didn't create the show. Actually, Dave Ackerley did, and I think it's had a real brand name, that fifth quarter name in this community and everywhere we go. In fact, our new general manager, Dan Batchelor, was just named a week. He's been here forever, and he's been GM before, and he was talking about the impact the fifth quarter has in terms of the whole station and its reputation in the community. He gets as much feedback on that is anything we do at TV6. We're pretty proud of it and try to do it well. I thought last night was a rarity, one of our better shows, and we had a lot of good highlights. And a lot of it is dictated by, as you know, the nature of the games,
right,
the excitement, and when you're there, when things happen.
Right.
And we happened to be there at the right time for a lot of key games last night, including that DeWitt comeback, which I think you were at.
Yeah, I was at that one.
In the background of our stinking shots. When you get in the background, would you get in the background of our shots and not Channel 10's for me?
Well, I just tried to prove to people that I'm actually working, so I figure if I get in the background of one of those shots, you know, very quickly. I was covering the U.S. Open, and T.C. Chen had an 8 on the fifth hole, and it was in Sports Illustrated. There's a picture of me sitting there with my mouth absolutely open.
No, you got to show me that.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sitting there right behind him when he hit the shot, and our editor said, well, at least now I know you weren't in a bar.
I got to get you a sign that says John 3:16 to put up in the background for our shots.
Hey, Fred, look forward to the show tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for the plug. Sorry I got you late.
All right. Want to thank all of our special guests. Of course, Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group sitting in, and appreciate the breaking news she had for us as well. Bill Ballinger, the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. Mark Grebner, Practical Political Consulting. Dave Habrilla and Jack Vogler, and Dave's great book, Benefiting Haven House, Tailgating on the Banks of the Red Cedar, and Jack Vogler, Retirement Protection Services. Tom Crawford will be here tomorrow, 8 to 11 a.m. For Scott Eckersley, Jack Ebling saying, have a great night, everyone.